70 years, and they bring that statement in, and they say, well, now I understand I've got a problem. I didn't understand compound interest before. Now I understand it. So, you know, disclosure rules like that have definitely helped people get the picture.
Do you think people do look at that number on their credit card bill and it makes a difference? Because I've always thought that number is much like the warnings on cigarette packages. People, men will buy the ones that say don't smoke when you're pregnant, and people will ignore those warnings and keep on smoking.
You know, I think for some people, no matter what information you give them, they're just not going to believe it. But I've definitely seen people carrying that statement in, and that was, you know, the thing that finally put it into perspective that they weren't going to be able to get out of this just by making the minimum payments.
Blair, we're almost out of time. If someone's listening to this and they're one of those people that's carrying tens of thousands of dollars of debt, or they simply have more debt than they're comfortable with, they realize they need to do something about it, what should they do? What should be the first step?
What I would say is the first thing is to be very careful about who you take advice from. So there's a number of fly-by-night debt consultants, or even people that call themselves credit counselors, who are not reputable, not licensed. A lot of them are based offshore, and essentially they're scamming consumers. So the first thing I would say is if you're going to look for your options on your debt, you should be seeking advice from a licensed trustee. So the federal government empowers just one type of professional to give you advice on what your legal options are, and that's a trustee. So I think if you're carrying a bunch of debt and you're not sure what to do, it's a free consultation to sit down and meet with a trustee. At Sands and Associates, we have 10 offices, so we meet with people every day, and we explain what your legal options are, and what you choose to do is up to you from there.
Very good advice, great information. Blair, I thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Blair Manton, he's a trustee at Sands and Associates, talking about consumer debt and why so many British Columbians are carrying so much money on those credit cards. We need to take a short break. We are broadcasting live.